USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA now making some COVID-related changes. The agency now shortening the time needed between getting two doses of a Pfizer coronavirus vaccine and an additional booster shot from 6 months to at least 5 months. Also, certain immunocompromised kids can now get a third Pfizer vaccine dose. The White House is announcing it will invest $1 billion in an effort to boost competition in the meat processing industry. The Biden administration is planning to allocate the funds from the American Rescue Plan to independent meat and poultry producers as part of the effort to lower prices for U.S. consumers. Biden on Monday meeting virtually with family and independent farmers and ranchers to talk about the plan to create a more competitive, fair, resilient meat and poultry sector. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The president's top health advisor is speaking out about children hospitalization rates due to COVID.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
That if you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. And what we mean by that, if a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time in America's history, federal law enforcement stationed at the borders intercepted more smuggled fentanyl than heroin over the last year. Not only were the fentanyl seizures at the highest levels ever recorded, but fentanyl overdoses within the United States also hit new highs, indicating the success that transnational criminal organizations had in pushing their deadly products to the public. Derek Maltz is a former DEA agent.
Restricted warfare, and they're using the Mexican cartels as a proxy to kill our future generation. Our future military, our doctors, our lawyers, our teachers. We are losing 100,000 Americans a year, 275 to 300 a day. The vast majority is from the poisonous fentanyl. The cartels and the social media facilitation, they're operating with impunity right now. We need to be much more aggressive. Mexican cartel poison is inundating our communities, and the kids are being deceived.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden has nominated Nancy Gabana Abdu to serve on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Abdu referred to photo ID and proof of citizenship requirements as voter suppression. During her tenure at the ACLU, Abdu said her biggest concern was laws requiring voters to have photo IDs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.